With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. With the stroke of a pen, President Biden has commuted the sentences of 37 of the 40 inmates on federal death row. Their sentences have been changed to life in prison. The move comes just weeks before President-elect Trump takes office. Mr. Trump has spoken of expanding capital punishment. The president-elect says it may be time to revisit the deal that saw the U.S. give up control of the Panama Canal for $1. Mr. Trump is accusing Panama of soaking U.S. shippers for use of that strategic waterway.
The fees being charged by Panama are ridiculous, highly unfair, especially knowing the extraordinary generosity that has been bestowed to Panama, I say very foolishly, by the United States.
Also at SRNNews.com, in an apparent random attack, a New York City subway rider is dead after being set on fire by a fellow passenger. Under arrest, a 33-year-old illegal migrant from Guatemala who entered the U.S. in 2018. Police say the attacker calmly watched as the female victim died. The suspect arrested after several teens called police. Well, there's word of a pending marriage in the automotive industry.
Japanese automakers Honda and Nissan say they plan to merge and create the world's third largest automaker worth more than $50 billion. The two companies say they've signed a memorandum of understanding and that Mitsubishi Motors, the smaller Nissan Alliance member, has also agreed to join talks on integrating their businesses. Japanese automakers have been lagging behind their big rivals in electric vehicles, and they're trying to cut costs and make up for lost time. Even after a merger, Toyota would still remain the leading Japanese automaker. I'm Donna Warder.
Wall Street, the Dow futures down 78 points. This is SRN News. Transgender advocates have a new strategy.
Under pressure to address the problem of males competing against females in sports, many LGBT spokesmen are arguing that because there are very few transgender athletes overall, it somehow doesn't matter. NCAA President Charlie Baker used this line of reasoning during a recent hearing before the Senate, but Republican lawmakers want to know how only having a few men disrobing with girls and young women in locker rooms all across the country is somehow acceptable. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
There hasn't been any word yet on the fate of President Biden's gender policy council under the incoming Trump administration. Mr. Trump hasn't said whether the body will remain, but pro-life advocates are pushing for it to be axed because its primary job is to promote abortion. The GPC has also taken the lead in advancing the LGBT agenda created through an executive order in September of 2021. This is SRN News. The American military is investigating an incident over the Red Sea. A couple of U.S. Navy pilots were rescued after being shot down. An apparent case of friendly fire.
The U.S. military had been conducting airstrikes targeting Yemen's Houthi rebels at the time of the friendly fire. It wasn't immediately clear how the Gettysburg mistook an F-18 for enemy aircraft. Meanwhile, Houthi military spokesman Brigadier General Yahya Sari released a pre-recorded statement claiming without evidence the Houthis shot down the Super Hornet. This follows a pattern of exaggerated claims. I'm Julie Walker.
It is a subdued Christmas season in the West Bank city of Bethlehem. There is no public Christmas tree, no decorations, no twinkling lights in deference to the ongoing war in Gaza. Manger Square is devoid of visitors, and many businesses aren't sure just how much longer they can hold on. More details, SRNNews.com.